BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott, and here is Friday's podcast. Today's whole show was co-hosted by Rixton before they perform at the Teen Awards on Sunday. We kind of chucked them in slightly at the deep end and got them to interview Hollywood legend Robert Downey Jr. But it worked, it's brilliant. Also, Jake got to do some travel news. He's always wanted to do that on the radio. And they play Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Today is a co-host with Scott Mills, Chris and Rixton, who are here now. Now, this is going to be, you know, not like an interview that we normally have. Mind you, most of our interviews that we have are just like chats down the pub anyway, yeah, to be honest.
Much. Like proper lads.
Like lads do, yeah. So we're just chilling. I'm all armed with notepads and pens for the guys. Yeah. I noticed you've been using them already. It's very professional.
How involved do these guys get? I mean, do they go make the tea? Are they like interns here? How does it work?
No, they're co-hosting.
Oh, sorry.
And traditionally, the host or the co-host would not make the tea.
Although Charlie does make a mean cup of tea.
He does make a good
cup. When was the last time you made a cup of tea? Now you're famous.
This morning. Yeah.
What, you make your own tea still?
Yeah, of course I do.
Ridiculous. Don't
believe you. Terrible tea.
Yeah, they give you your own kettles in the Langham.
It's a posh hotel in London.
Never stayed.
Now, how far do you want to go with this, lads, today? I mean, do you want to announce some of the songs? Do you want to actually press play and like do some of what I do?
Oh, I'd love to press play.
This would be great.
Like to do all of it.
What about
just do all of it?
Go home if you want.
Do all of it?
Yeah. Just go home, mate.
I don't think I'm needed here.
I'll do Strictly.
Let's be honest, yeah. Oh, you'd be great. Thanks, especially man. With your love of feet.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, first 5 minutes in the interview.
Can I bring it back to something important? Lunch. What are we saying about lunch? Can we, do we get a group thing in?
They've probably already had some sushi.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Nando's black card.
Yeah.
Right.
Should we get a nice little platter of something?
Shall we? What would you like?
I'm quite keen to get pizzas in for this one. It feels like one of those, no?
I don't think they can have carbs.
Are you allowed pizzas?
Yes.
No, it doesn't comply with my diet.
Really? I mean, is there such a thing? Like, do management tell you what to eat?
No, I just want to...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's true. Songs. I've had a few emails like, hey, do you want to hit the gym?
Yeah, no way.
Oh, that group one.
Yeah.
Who from?
Management.
Yeah, management. Yeah, thanks, Skipper. Yeah. No, I get told to, shave all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What, so it'd be like, hey, I saw you on a TV show earlier. Might want to do your hair.
Yeah. Yeah, literally that.
That's so rude. What, they'll be like, you're looking a bit, little bit chubs. Like,
yeah. Dude, literally.
So is it a good thing that I never get emails?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
it's like,
know.
Do you want to probably stop drinking beer and go for a run?
It just seems to be Jake that's getting them.
No, it's me.
Cheers
as well.
For chipping in, boys.
I've just had one.
You haven't had
one? No, okay,
so you've got a great jawline.
Okay, so it's Danny and Jake getting
I get stopped drinking beer a lot. Because I drink beer a lot.
That's because you drink beer a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's just for your health.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I love this. This is going to be a great show today.
It is.
I think it's going to be a real insight as well. Like more than normal.
Also,
into the life of pop stars.
Also, something incredible has already happened today, which we're going to tell you about in a minute. Also, would you like to do any weather or travel? I mean, they don't...
Oh, I would love to.
We don't even do weather or travel on Radio 1, but we can invent some for today for you. Just so you can feel like you're
properly
on radio. Yeah?
Yeah, okay,
I'd love to make up some traffic news.
Okay, I mean, it will be real traffic news, not going to make it up.
Oh.
But, like, we don't normally do it on Radio 1, but today we'll bring some travel. It's going to be brilliant.
Okay.
And I'm going to play Wait On Me now, so who wants to actually press play on it?
Can I?
Yeah, come on.
Do you have to go around there?
Yeah. Oh, all the way around here?
Yeah.
It's like work experience.
Right, so just here's our new single, Wait On Me by Rixton, that's us, and then press that massive button that says go.
Can I say it?
Or you introduce it and I'll play.
Okay, hello, we are Rixton, and this is our new single, Wait On Me, on BBC's Radio 1.
Wait on me,
yes. Feel the power.
That was us. That was so bad. Why would you just point at me and just go, hey, you, go. That was us, Rixton, on Radio 1 with our new single, Wait On Me.
That's the first time you've heard it on the radio?
First time ever.
That's good, isn't it?
Does it sound better on the radio? I know that's a stupid thing to say, but
what do you mean? When they were recording it? How rude.
No, I just think it's different when you hear it live on the radio.
It is kind of different, actually. I remember when you tweeted me when we first started playing Me and My Broken Heart.
Yeah.
Exciting moment. How is this different to like being on an American radio show?
Well, American radio show, I would have said, and that was us, Rixton!
Oh, okay. So it's much more upbeat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not this isn't upbeat.
No,
but this is kind of more real, yeah?
Like, chilled, man.
Yeah.
Do you feel a bit relaxed?
Yeah, this is very relaxed.
Good. Do you feel more relaxed than what happened earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying. Absolutely
way more
terrifying.
Relaxed.
Okay, so what happened before the show today was I kind of threw Rixton in at the deep end because today, and it's been in the diary for a while, but it just so happened that it clashed with the day that Rixton are co-hosting. Robert Downey Jr. was in the building.
Yes.
And I made them interview him.
This is just amazing.
It was bonkers. How did you, like, I mean, we all hear the interview in a bit. We're going to play it about 1:45. How are you feeling? Because I was running late as well.
Oh, no. Well, first of all, as we're about to go in, because obviously he's an icon, a legend. Chris turns around to me and goes, oh, you need to, you know, if Scott doesn't turn up because you were running late, you need to say all of his parts.
Yeah, you need to play. What I'll do is I'll kind of tee you up. I'll say, playing the part of Scott Mills is Jake.
So and it was that classic moment of, you know, where there's like an understudy for a show or a film and they learn all the lines and they're like, this is my moment to
you
shine.
You were well nervous.
I'd learnt them all and I was like, I can do this. This is my moment. Here we go. I could get a job at Radio 1. Next minute, just turns up. Sorry, I'm late, guys. I'm just like, yeah. Brilliant.
That dance isn't going to dance itself.
<I know.
laughs> who requested a bit of a fanfare every time?
Yeah, I feel like every time we say Robert Downey Jr., we need... There we go. That'll do.
Good.
I'm happy with that. I'm very happy with that.
Even though it was a deep end moment, though, are you glad it happened?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It was just an honour. Just being breathing the same air as him was...
It was Iron Man.
Was great.
What a legend.
I don't think we should give away too much, but your questions to him, considering what a massive star he is, are just brilliant.
They were great. I mean, you went in on it. It was
too
really good.
Funny.
I did.
So, Rixton interviewing Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Thank
there
you.
We go. Yeah. Coming up after 1:30. And if there's anything you want Rixton to do today, I mean, they're going to be here till 4 o'clock, so let us know. 81199. Anything.
Anything.
Anything. 81199. Tweet at BBCR1. Ellie from Liverpool says, it's so good to hear Rixton on with you today. Are you going to do some new songs on this tour?
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not in a negative way, but yeah.
Yeah, just...
you do some new ones?
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Yeah,
we are. Loads of new ones.
We've been figuring it out over the past couple of days as well, so...
Excellent.
Yeah. But we're not going to give anything away.
Okay. That was Calvin Harris, by the way, and Blame.
Do you know what would be really good? If the band, the Strictly Come Dancing band, did one of your songs.
They did that Calvin Harris. They did that Calvin Harris song the other day.
Did they?
Yeah, Caroline Flack danced to it.
Did she?
You should dance...
To Rixton.
Yeah.
How good.
What? It's a bit... You'd have to speed it up.
Yeah.
We'll do like a club remix.
Like a... All I need a little...
But that Strictly band can do anything.
We'll do a jazzy version. Yeah.
But that's still... Yeah. You can speed up and maybe make it a cha-cha-cha. It's what dreams are made of.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
The amazing Ellie Goulding and Burn on BBC Radio 1. I liked that Jake was singing along to that in the style of Ellie Goulding.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a go?
Yeah, go on.
How's the verse go again?
We
didn't even wipe
on nothing. Sounds like your 1975 impression.
Do you want to hear my 1975 impression?
Yes, please.
A dude could have fight when there's a war.
That's really good.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Thanks, guys. You can tell what you're saying too much, though.
Yeah,
I'm
trying.
That's kind of... Yeah.
Spoils it.
This is BBC Radio 1.
This is a bit of a tune. Jessie J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj. Now, obviously, the lads are co-hosting the show today because they're doing the Teen Awards on Sunday. Another request from them, because obviously they've never done a radio show before, they've just been interviewed on them, is can they do shout-outs?
Yes.
And I'm saying absolutely yes. So who are you going to shout-out, lads?
Do you want to go first, Charlie? Go on.
Shout out to me dad. Hello, dad. Go on, dad.
Go on, Dan.
Okay.
Shout out to Claire, who just said that I'm the most northern person in the band.
Amazing.
You do sound very northern on the radio, though.
I guess I do.
Straight out.
I want to shout out to my lovely cousin Erin and my uncle Steve. It would have been my Auntie Bernie's birthday today, who we love and miss very much. So we love you, thinking of you. That's me. Didn't want to kill the mood, you know? Yeah. Too much.
Just my mum, my dad, my nan, me nan, and me granddad.
Shout out your nan, Louis.
There you go.
Louis
just did his whole family.
My brother may be at work, I don't know.
Is your nan actually listening?
Yeah. I just got a message from my mum with a picture of Marl just listening to the radio.
How funny.
Like, gathered around the radio, like in the 50s.
They've still got the wind-up radios and stuff.
Do you like it that you're also speaking over a loop of Jesse J?
I do.
Keep it going. I'm going to freestyle.
Go on, Jake.
No, I can't. I can't. I've
you've
lost
got
it.
You now. You've said it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't. I sound like James Arthur.
That was strange. Yeah. Whatever just happened.
And of course, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so next, we're going to play out what happened when earlier today we all met Robert Downey Jr. It was a bit of a moment. Be able to hear that some of us sound quite scared. Remember, I just arrived in the building, sat straight down, and interviewed the legend with the help of Rickson. You'll hear that next on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Everybody calm down. We only got two-time Oscar nominee Robert Downey Jr. on the show today. Sherlock Holmes, Iron Man, and now you are being a big city defence attorney in your new film, The Judge. Good to see you.
Thank you, likewise.
Hello.
Now, first up, Robert, I need to explain why there are six people interviewing you round a table today.
Yeah.
I'm Scott, this is Chris, who has recently been described as my comedy partner. Chris, Robert.
Robert.
You're blowing my mind already.
Why?
I can't stop laughing.
Okay. And these guys are chart-topping group Rickston.
Hello.
They're kind of co-hosting the show with us today.
What a privilege.
There's quite a lot of
them. It's an honour.
I feel like I'm witnessing history.
You possibly are.
They're like making it.
No, okay. One Direction could make it, so they've got us in. That's what.
Right, let's get to the film then. It's a big kind of contrast to all things Iron Man and the Avengers. You are a bit of a hotshot lawyer who returns to your hometown after your mother's death and ends up defending your judge father, who's Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
Who's being charged with murder. So it's kind of like a half homecoming story, half courtroom thriller. Do you still have to audition for things, or do they just come to you and they're like, no, you can skip that bit?
Excellent question. Well, when you're producing something and you cast yourself in it, it's a much quicker process.
That's the idea.
It's like having your own label.
Yeah.
I wonder what our first act should be. Oh, us.
Yeah. I'm going to cast myself.
The character you play is kind of how I imagine you would be in real life. Because obviously it's like, as Scott said, like a stripped down version of Iron Man. Mm. Like you've still got that confidence. You've got the nice car and your drive. Mm. Is that character like you in real life?
Well, what I love about Hank is that he's someone who, at the beginning of the movie, is telling someone that he actually has a pretty good life and he sleeps pretty well at night. And then you realize that's not true. He's miserable. And he's miserable because of this this fractured relationship he has with his dad. So what I wanted to do was kind of set up an expectation that this is going to be something you're familiar with, me playing the kind of character you're familiar with, and over the course of three acts, just punch that idea in the stomach.
Yeah. A big part of the film is your kind of strained relationship with a parent, which I know obviously a lot of people will be able to relate to. What was your relationship with your father like growing up?
Well, I'm a child of the 60s, so it was a little groovier than all that. but, you know, a dad's a dad, and they cast a shadow, and it's something that, you know, for better or worse, you kind of hold your own sense of self up to. And it's funny, too, because it's not age-specific. You know, you can still feel like you turn into a five-year-old again around your dad when you're middle-aged. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously some sort of psychological twist there that I think is, you know, if you try to understand it rather than force it to understand you, you got a shot.
You've kind of worked with all the big actors, and obviously this time you're side by side with Robert Duvall. Is there anyone else that you haven't worked with yet that you would very much like to work with?
I don't know why. I never know how to answer that. I always feel like you kind of run into the folks you're supposed to, you know. It's been really nice lately, obviously, because, you know, being in these kind of big box office entertainment things gives you a bit of leverage. But then it's like when someone says, great, so anything on the menu, what do you want? I'm like, burger? You know?
Okay. Obviously, you were saying it's quite handy when you produce the film yourself. This is the first kind of Team Downey-produced film. You're in it. Your wife is at the production helm. What's it like working with your other half so closely? Or is it a close thing? Or is she in another office?
We haven't spoken in 3 years.
Right.
it's the best she's a great gal, and she's really good at her job. And there's very few people that I respect enough to, when they say, all right, what you're doing is ridiculous, stop it. And I go like, yeah, why not? I was going to stop it anyway or whatever, you know.
And she's 8 months pregnant, is that right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wicked.
Out of all of the characters that you have played over the years, which one do you think your new child would most like to meet?
I don't know. I mean, Sherlock's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sherlock would be a good babysitter.
Yeah. What do you think the first film of yours will be that you eventually show her when she's old enough to understand?
Well, you know, I have an almost 3-year-old, and I don't know why I'm such a company man. Like, we'll take baths and I'll put little Avengers there and I'll be like, which one's that? He's like, Nick Fury. I'm like, that's right. I go, is Nick in charge? He goes, I go, which one do you like? And I'm holding Iron Man in front of him. And he goes, Hawkeye.
Right, well, we have Robert Downey Jr. on Radio 1. We're going to play a song, and then I'm going to hand over to the boys from Rixton for the next part.
Awesome.
Good luck, lads. Wow. Robert Downey Jr. is here. Thank you for joining us today. These are the boys from Rixton, who you've already met.
Yeah. Hello again.
So, yeah, go for it, boys. Wow. We can just jump in whenever, right?
Yeah, this could be very interesting.
It could be slightly... Well, just want to say it's a huge honour, by the way, to be here.
When did you find out that you were going to be...
Sorry, this is my section of the interview. So
No, I mean you. When did you find out you were going to be interviewing Robert Downey?
Last night, actually.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is a first for us, so this is pretty wild. We're usually on that side. But this feels great. I just want to say, if it wasn't for you and Iron Man, our drummer wouldn't be in the band. Either.
Are you kidding me?
Because when we were auditioning for a drummer 6 years ago, we looked online, we saw this kid here from Manchester, and he was in an Iron Man outfit playing the drums. He was actually a terrible drummer, but it was the Iron Man outfit.
Oh my God, that couldn't be easy.
Thank you.
You didn't program the suit.
I was just flying around.
Unfortunately, it wasn't as technologically advanced as yours, but...
I understand. Know. Well, you know, we're all on a budget.
I'm not working on a big budget.
That's very synchronistic. Mm. Wow. I feel like I should...
feel like it's come
full. I'm going to follow you guys now, because now my ego is involved.
Yeah,
they're very big in America. They've been on Ellen and everything.
Are you kidding me?
It's been pretty crazy.
Didn't you want to try sing him a bit of your song?
Hey, well, no, that wasn't in the script.
And also, this is Jake's part of the interview.
Oh yeah, yeah. Thanks, mate. Come on. So basically, like, we're on tour at the moment. So after a show, you know, we like to unwind, chill out, have a little drink. How do you like to relax?
Well, you'll see when you have kids. When we were shooting The Judge, I would shoot a 12-hour day, and then I would go back, sit in a rocking chair, and my, at the time, 1-year-old would be put in my lap, and then I would try to put him to bed for 90 minutes. Because he's so crafty. He'd be, like, faking the twilight, and I'd start to put him in the thing and go...
I still do that.
Yeah. True, he does.
I do. When we do like music videos and stuff, we like to take things from the set, basically steal them.
Jake stole that hat.
This hat. It's a silly hat. Off Pharrell's shoot. We like to take stuff back home to our family. Have you ever taken anything from your set where you just give it to your family?
Well, I don't know that I give it away. I'm sure I've given a lot of stuff away. Like,
have you
most
ever stole
of...
an Iron Man suit?
Have you got?
You know what? Those are that's a tough commodity. I have some. I have some helmets, but I can tell you this: on the last Avengers, there's this scene where there's an A that's probably 30 feet tall, and I'm looking at it, and we're shooting in England. I go, I need that in my office in Venice.
Amazing.
And about 2 weeks ago, an 18-wheeler showed up. I'm like, what the heck is this doing here? They go, it's the AUS. Where I go, they brought it?
That's
so now we have a massive Avengers A that will be prominently displayed somewhere.
I guess when it gets to that level in Hollywood, if you just say something off the cuff, then one day eventually it will arrive.
Yeah, we just get a bill from the label. It's like, that's
you know, try saying this at one point. I said, this is a really nice kind of stadium we just played. I think it should be named after us.
Yeah. Amazing. I think Wembley should be called Rixton Stadium. Never played it. Don't know why I said it. You know, we got matching tattoos when we got our first number one, which was incredible for us. So is there a way you celebrate when a new film comes out?
Let's see. you know what you do? I'm sure, as you guys know, you know, show business is a lot more business than show. So what I'll do is I'll follow closely how the weekend's going. You'll show up. You'll do more press. You'll talk to, you know, the label, the studio, the whatever it is. And I take joy in that. It's like that old saying of Oscar Wilde's, what is it, you know, something about work and...
I love that you're looking at Scott here.
Yeah. If you have a job you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, that's that famous Oscar Wilde.
Stephen Fry said it last night, and clearly I'm not Stephen Fry. I'm imagining I'm just going to quote something he said.
Any more questions?
I have. Oh, well, I could be here for hours, but obviously we've got. So my dad is a fella called Shane Ritchie. He's a bit like he's an actor from the UK.
Okay.
Do you like his work? Are you?
He's easily one of the greats.
Thank you.
There you go, Dad. That's for you. I love you.
Yeah, oh, my God. He's going to love that.
And would you ever consider being in EastEnders?
He's in EastEnders, this guy.
Which is a soap.
First of all, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but because he shares Guy's surname, that's probably what put him on my radar. That's kind of an important show.
Yeah, really?
Mm. I mean, isn't it? It's a big deal.
It's a big show.
Yeah, it's well written and...
Yeah.
Great.
So that's Shane Ritchie, my uncle Lionel.
Yes. Is Lionel Ritchie your uncle? Come on.
Hello. Hello? No. Okay.
Did you know that?
No.
Jake's
hello. Obviously it's not my uncle.
Clearly not.
Okay. Right, okay.
Anyway.
Dancing on the ceiling.
Jake's mum's a bit of a loose woman.
Yeah, that's my mum.
So we're just wondering if you like loose women.
Loose women.
That's another show on British TV.
Oh.
We should say that actually, shouldn't we? Should. So Loose Women is like The View. See The View as more of a fine wine. Loose Women's like a Lambrini, cheap kind of version.
This is your mum.
Yeah. But, you know, as Louis said, do you like Loose Women? That's...
Historically, I've had no issue with Loose Women. you know, then you age up a little bit. And, you know, it's interesting to have both folks in the industry. I had that same... That same thing. It's kind of like you feel like you want to follow in the footsteps. It's like you never thought of anything else, you know?
Yeah.
Listen, guys, our time is up with Robert Downey Jr., but have you enjoyed it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've just got to say as well, I'm a huge fan of the film Charlie Bartlett. That's one of my favourite films growing up.
Thank you.
And a bit of knowledge for you, Drake was in that film.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you telling Robert Downey Jr. that?
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Sometimes I need to be reminded.
Yeah. That's one of my favourite films growing up, so I'd like
to
thank
you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, listen, guys, thank you very much. I mean, this has been a bit of a surreal experience for all of us, I think.
Yeah,
but I've enjoyed it. So thank you very much, Robert Downey Jr.
Thank you for your time.
And thank you, Rexton. You don't go anywhere. You stay here.
We'll see.
You're free to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
Sounded pretty good, your interview with Robert Downey Jr., I think, Rexton.
My mum just texted me.
Oh, no. What's she saying?
She said, you are so grounded. As in, like, you know, and not as in, like, a nice, humble person.
But actually grounded. Not allowed to leave your room grounded.
Yeah, that grounded.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Rickston are fabulous interviewers. They should do all your future interviews.
What do you think? Do you think?
I think you did, honestly, and I'm definitely no pro.
Considering we literally just threw you in there with one of the biggest stars in the world, if not, like, the biggest star in Hollywood right now.
And also, you ask different questions to what he's probably going to get asked the rest of his promo time. It's really good.
Thank you.
I'm not sure anyone else is going to ask about that type of thing, are they?
About loose women.
Yeah, exactly.
Loose women.
One of my favourite bits is where he uses quite a big word and no one knows.
That's very synchronistic. Mm. Wow.
Yeah. What?
Synchronistic? I have no idea.
That's very synchronistic.
We were all like, yeah.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr. said synchronistic.
Yeah. My other favourite bit is where Jake totally took over and told me off.
Just want to say it's a huge honour, by the way, to be here.
When did you find out that you were going to be...
Sorry, this is my section of the interview.
So that's classic. And let's not forget when Chris thought that Lionel was actually your uncle.
That's kind of an important show.
Yeah, really?
Isn't it? It's a big deal.
It's a big show.
Yeah, it's well written and...
Yeah.
Great.
So that's Shane Ritchie, my uncle Lionel.
Lionel Ritchie, your uncle? So good.
That was an error.
So many highlights.
Who did you... Because you meant someone else, didn't you?
I did. Well, no, I think I just heard the words Lionel Ritchie. I was too preoccupied with the fact it was Robert Downey Jr. And then just heard Lionel Ritchie. I was like, really? And then thought about it. It was a bit stupid.
Yeah. It was Lionel Blair.
I think I did. I was thinking Lionel Blair in my head.
Yeah.
Do you need to explain what hooing is to Rickston, by the way?
Oh, yeah. It's just something a bit... like, if something is from the past, you'll just go, hoo! Or, hoo!
Just hoo it.
That's, I can't think of an example now. James Arthur.
Wow.
Mm.
Mini discs.
Shane Richie.
No, I'm joking. No. That's
not, no. Mini discs.
Yeah. Kingston.
Maybe we could have a who off.
We could do, yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah, we not could... now. We'll do it in a minute. But like, okay. I mean, I need to give you time to prepare for this.
Okay.
So anything that's a little bit retro, something you've not heard about for a while.
Because
we do this sometimes. Yeah, write them down. It's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're still having fun, and Aaron?
We are.
Hello. Jake actually does an awesome impression of Ella Henderson.
Then let's hear it.
Well, how embarrassing.
No, you didn't.
You ready?
Okay, I'll start you off.
Okay, keep that going. Keep that going. Wait, I only need the ghost bit, though.
Oh.
Something
for the ghost part.
Ready?
But now hope.
Keep it going. Wait.
Demons away, but your ghost.
Can you do that bit? Can you do that bit where she goes, that only Alsatians can hear?
Oh, you mean the give up the ghost?
Oh, how's your pressure, boys? That song was written by Ryan Tedder. Did you know that?
Yes, it was.
Huge fans of his.
Yeah, it's big incredible. Fans. So Rick's in the here. Now, Jake from the band wants to do some actual travel news today, like they do on the radio, or weather. So I'd quite like to hear your pointless travel news, please. I'm not here to break actual travel news. Not really interested in any traffic jams.
Oh, I see what you mean. So we don't want to hear anything about delays or
really.
Anything specific like that. We just need to hear what people are doing whilst they're travelling around.
Just let me know who's in the car with you.
Where you're going.
General direction that you're heading. And then we can read it out on the pointless travel news.
Nice.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Jake, I'd love that.
Make you feel
that.
Like you're properly on the radio.
Yeah.
Because this is going out on the radio now.
Huh?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Mm.
This is live.
It's live, yeah. Live.
There's any lovely mums knocking around.
Might turn the echo down a bit.
BBC Radio 1.
And are you looking forward to the Teen Awards? I haven't even asked you yet.
We are, mate. Yeah, we can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be wild.
Literally the loudest screams I've ever heard at that event every single year.
What's up, Chaz?
Okay, so Rita Ora is coming up. You'd probably do an impression of her as well.
I'll try.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is nice, this, because I remember your first interview with me on Radio 1, and now we're doing like a whole show together.
I know.
Yeah.
Things have escalated, haven't they?
Pretty quickly, yeah.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
Everyone's still friends as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still fine, aren't we?
Just now.
Still love each other, yeah. Scott, Chris and Rickston is now how people are addressing us on the tech. So it's like,
nice.
You're just part of the show now.
Amazing.
It's
we're
really
in
good.
It. Mm.
You are in it.
We're involved.
That's Rita Ora. Give her a cheeky wave on Sunday. She's going to be there co-presenting.
I went to school with Rita.
Yeah, Jake knows her very well.
Do you want to know an embarrassing story?
What?
How? Do you know
everyone?
Pretty
yeah.
much.
One yeah,
day,
no,
you, do you know what? One day you're going to be really old and you're going to be that guy with the stories. You know, the one that's constantly got stories.
Do you remember that Rita Ora? Went to school with her.
And I'll be in a pub with like a wooden leg and a... And a hook.
Why am I fishing?
You're a pirate.
What's going on?
Why are you a pirate in a pub?
Hey, Scott, remember that Rita Ora?
Why have you suddenly got a Stan Jackson?
Now, also, please, is that true about Rita Ora? Because you did say that Lionel Richie was your uncle earlier.
I did actually go to school with Rita Ora, yeah.
What was she like?
She was lovely. Doesn't remember me even slightly, but we passed a few times in the corridor.
And you went, hey, remember me?
Yeah.
All keen, like, and
yeah,
she
yeah.
was like,
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Jake's wanting to read some travel news.
Mm.
I don't want actual travel news. I mean, there's a lot of travel news that happens across the country on a Friday because of the rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
But travel news hasn't happened on Radio 1 since about 1986. But we're bringing it back just because it makes you feel like you're on the radio. So I've got some music here.
Oh, over the top of this.
Yeah, pointless travel news with Rickston.
So there is Nathan who's travelling back to Peterborough from Stamford with a 5-foot teddy bear in the passenger seat for his girlfriend for their 9 months anniversary celebration. P.S. Tell her I love her. Wink face.
Lad.
Amazing. This is from Robbie. He's heading to Thong and he's stuck behind a tractor eating BNBNs.
Who's? A good who?
He's heading to Thong?
That's yeah. not a place.
Not a place.
Surely.
He's made that up.
I hope it is.
Well, it says it here. Unless it's just Cisco. Just drive. No.
Hello.
Hello. Do you want to take a few, Dan?
Yeah, I'll do one. Just got a new back pillow for the van, and it's lovely, says Paul from Liverpool. That's nice.
I'm worried that people are sending these in now, and they're not real ones.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's real.
And what's that?
Just driving around looking for a payphone. Who? Wow, that was great. Love, Jamie in Newton Abbott.
I'll do one, yeah.
Charlie,
in the car with my mum, travelling to Gloucester to view a sixth form, Grace from Dartford.
Aww.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's very cute.
And on the M6 coming back from the Coronation Street tour at Granada Studios.
Oh, that's good. Have you been on that?
No, I haven't. I'd love to.
Shamelessly from... No, don't worry.
What, you think they're just from the Coronation Street tour?
Yeah, that just sounded like a shout-out for a tour. Very specific tour.
Yeah. That's good, though. You get to go...
Not you as well.
You get to go outside the Rovers and everything.
Breaking news, Thong is in Kent.
Oh, hello, Thong.
There you go. Apparently, and it's near
by
a
the way,
sandwich.
That's hilarious. What? There's a place called Thong.
Yeah. Any more travel?
Pointless news... Strong farm smells at junction 24 on the M5. Possible fertiliser or manure smelling.
Oh,
Josh travelling home northbound from Yeovil.
You know when you're in a car and you're like, right, he's done that, and then you realise that it actually is coming from outside.
Oh, we've got breaking travel news
yes,
as well.
Yes,
there are cars on the road everywhere.
Okay.
From Tim driving to Crewe.
I've got one more. I'm on the M42 with a car full of stick insects, spiders, and a praying mantis called Silly. That's from Ellen from Tamworth, and that's my favourite one.
And that is your pointless travel news. With Rixton on Radio 1.
That was great. That was great.
I really enjoyed that. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know a lot of these songs today, or are you just always in America so don't hear a lot of them?
No. Yeah, no, but we do know a lot of the songs.
Do you know that one?
We miss quite a lot.
Yeah, I suppose you do. Yeah.
You know.
There's a lot of stuff that we're obviously British music that we play on here that's brand new, so you don't hear it. I've got George Ezra coming up. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Great. He's good, isn't he?
Great voice.
Amazing
how
voice.
How has that happened? How old is he?
Not old, but like he was coming in the other day. He came in and I was like, if that can't be you.
I know.
No.
It's really weird. And also, All About That Bass. About That Bass.
Now, that song is huge.
I love that
huge
song.
When me and the girls are getting ready for the town.
I can imagine.
And that song drops.
Listening to Mark Wright on Heart.
And I go...
I actually do.
I just...
Oh, thanks for that.
I put my bags down, my handbag,
and wine
we
o'clock.
All just go nuts.
Don't you? You and the girls.
Me and the girls.
Singing into the airbrush.
That's it.
Do you want to do your impression, or...?
My
impression.
Yeah.
What, of Mark Wright?
Yeah.
Mark Wright, Saturday night, come on, ladies! 1 o'clock, singing to your airbrush, it's hot!
As in Mark, as in Toey, Towie.
Yeah.
Literally sounds like me.
I don't know why we're giving him all this free plugging for his radio show. Apparently he has one. He's on Strictly as well, see?
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. Hey, yesterday, you missed a brilliant innuendo bingo with Tim Wannacott. Do you know the Bargain Hunt presenter?
Yes, big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
So posh. You need to play that at some point, innuendo bingo.
I'd love to.
Love to.
After this, I will have you back.
Thanks.
But if you want to watch the video of Tim Wannacott and his gorgeous dance partner, Natalie Lowe, getting seriously soaked from yesterday, it is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Go and have a look. It's a brilliant video. All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor before that. We're just saying, we don't think she's going to be able to top that one. She's peaked, isn't she, Meghan?
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I hope she does good. I hope she does well.
Yeah, but
I
like,
love her.
I've heard a lot of her songs. They're great. They're really good.
Yeah, but you're never going to top that.
It's just such a good song.
It's we're never going to top me and my broken heart, so, you know, it's the same thing, isn't it?
He will.
What song's that? Right.
Big span of the world, mate.
Coming up next on music.
It's like Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. She's not going to be able to top that.
Yeah, but not yet. That's what you mean.
She won't be able to, though.
You can't say that.
She did a song that was quite good. What was it? Good Time.
Yeah, Call Me Maybe.
Was it Good Time?
Oh, with Owl City.
But Good Time was pretty good.
Who else has had like a big song and just kind of...
Owl City.
Yes. What a shout that is.
Yes.
You may not believe your eyes.
Yeah, exactly that. He came in once, you remember?
Yeah. Sorry?
It was an exciting one.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it was a hoot.
It was a hoot. And,
That was about that one.
Unfortunately,
about that one.
Oh, I think we said that he sounded like one of the Muppets, and from there it didn't go well.
That was the problem.
Because he does sound a bit like Kermit.
Oh, good shout on the text. God,
Danny does an awesome Kermit impression.
Actually, it's Charlie. Charlie does the best Kermit impression.
Oh, actually...
Go on. Yeah, Kermit impression.
Do that.
It really makes me happy.
How amazing.
Where did that come from? But that can double up as your Owl City impression now as well.
Hello. We've got a new single.
Sorry, that was Jake.
That is a good shout. Gautier, someone that I used to know. Never going to be able to top that.
I know. But live off it for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's right. What else do we want to know from Rickson? Because this is good, you know. Like, they're here for a whole 3 hours. They're doing the Teen Awards on Sunday, so we've got them. It's not just a 10-minute chat like normal. It's like a whole 3 hours.
Mm.
Been on any good dates lately?
Any good dates? Have we been on any good dates?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, you don't go on dates together, do you?
No. Well,
sometimes.
Yeah. No, I don't think we're too busy.
Yeah,
man. Too I'd like
for,
to, though.
Too busy for a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
What happens? I always want to know. What happens when, like, when famouses like yourself, when you order a pizza, what happens when they come to deliver it? They're like, oh, at the door.
I don't see. We don't see ourselves as famous. I don't think we are.
All right. No. So, like, if a curry arrives that you've ordered because you're a bit hungover, whatever, and then like the man comes to the door, like, oh my god, has that happened yet?
It hasn't happened yet.
No, we've had like the can't move.
Yeah, over America is quite crazy in America.
Is it?
But yeah, they don't do nice Indian food in America, so we can't order. Okay.
Have you got any more diva, would you say? Nothing wrong with that. You know, you're big pop stars now. I think you deserve it. But diva demands.
Do you know what? We're so conscious of coming across bad or wrong or diva-ish. Yeah. We like underplay it.
Really?
So, like, if someone's like, do you want some water? I'm just like, I'll get it. Don't worry, I'll go. Don't worry.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
No, you're not.
Get me some water.
You're
now.
Not.
Immediately. Right, I've got something brand new to play now, actually, which is a track of the day.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So last night, Zayn Lowe's hottest record was the first new material from the Foo Fighters in over 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm going to play now, because it's our track of the day. Every single show is playing this. They recorded this album at various recording studios as they travelled across America for a music documentary of the same name. I've heard a lot of bands and artists do this now. Like, they record an album while they're on the road.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is, yeah. The script.
Oh, yeah, they did. Because you sometimes hear the air conditioning on the bus.
Yeah.
They were telling me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like, oh, hang on a minute. And someone's just, like, flushed the portaloo on there or something.
Yeah, we can't afford a bus at the moment.
No time for a bus will come.
Okay.
So, yeah, 3 years it's been since Foo Fighters released anything. This track is taken from their forthcoming 9th studio album called Sonic Highways, which will be out on the 10th of November. Give this a listen, see what you think. It's brand new Foo Fighters on Radio 1. It's called Something From Nothing.
Whoa.
That is Something From Nothing. 4 minutes and 31 seconds of Foo Fighters on BBC Radio 1.
That's
comments?
An incredible track.
How good is that?
I love Dave Grohl.
Wow. 9th studio album.
That is a serious career.
That is Something From Nothing. The album's going to be called Sonic Highways. It's out on the 10th of November. So many good comments about that coming in on Twitter and Facebook and text as well. Foo Fighters, track of the day on BBC Radio 1. Right, we're going to take a call now, actually. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Catherine.
Catherine, where are you today?
I'm at Bournemouth Uni.
Okay. Working hard?
Yeah, kind of.
Hey, Rixton are here as well. They're co-hosting the whole show with me today. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How can we help you?
I just really want to hear a Christmas song. I'm going to be honest.
A Christmas song?
It's a good point.
What month are we even in?
We're in October.
Well, this is the thing. For Scott, this is actually very late. So normally he plays one in about June, July kind of time to start Christmas.
I've left it
June,
so
July.
Late. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think last year, Catherine, if you remember, I started way earlier, didn't I?
Yeah, you were really keen for Christmas last year. I think you should be keen again this year.
Okay. Are you just not keen on Christmas this year?
No, I am.
I'm feeling it.
What's just making you feel particularly festive today, Catherine?
Every shop I go in, there's tinsel and there's chocolate, Christmas themed, and it's just really exciting.
It is happening now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
do you know what? Quite a few people have texted in saying about this Christmas song thing, and I don't understand why you're ignoring them, Mills. I'm all for it. I think you should go for it.
I just think I feel like I've had other things on my mind, you know.
Really?
But I would like to. I'd like to start Christmas. Does anyone fancy that?
I'd love
Merry
that.
Rixmas.
Merry Rixmas.
I mean, if there's a demand for it, I think we should be doing it.
If it was one song, what would you choose it to be, Catherine? I can't guarantee that we can play it.
Your Christmas single, because that's my favourite song.
No!
Even
I love that.
I like it, but it's not near enough for Christmas.
No.
You've got to be near Christmas for that. It's not one to start Christmas.
No. You've got to go in, like, into the shallow waters first, and then you can go in deep.
Exactly.
And my one is proper full-on. There's bells on it. It's really... That's the week before Christmas you play that and no earlier.
Oh, okay. But I've been listening to that, like, on repeat all the time now.
Okay, well, listen, leave it with me. Before four, I think we should start Christmas, though.
Yeah.
What date
yeah.
is it even? 17th of October. That's like that's. It's only like 100. Hang on, what is it? 10 weeks till Christmas.
We need to crack on, but I think we need a good, like a better choice for the first Christmas song.
10 shopping weekends till Christmas. I've just had it confirmed.
That's crazy. 10 shopping weekends.
That's it.
It's not long.
Okay, right. Leave it with me, Catherine.
Yes, I
love
will.
You. Bye.
Thanks, Catherine.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio 1.
Quite exciting this because Rixton fans worldwide are tweeting along and on Facebook as well because they're co-hosting the show with us today. You getting a good reaction, lads?
It's been pretty wild.
It's good,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's been good.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a great song that is, by the way.
It's good, isn't it?
I've heard that.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
That is Wilkinson, who does shave his nipples, as we found out on yesterday's show.
Okay,
nothing wrong with that.
Different. Why not?
It's something I've never thought about doing, to be honest.
Really? No, I think sometimes, you know, a bit of maintenance
is key.
So you're part of that club as well, are you?
I am indeed. I'm not afraid to admit it. Like.
Louis actually shaves his legs.
I don't shave my
You trim them. Does anyone else have that? Does anyone?
Trimming the legs.
It just looks a little bit erratic, so I'm like, okay, let's calm it down.
Give it a little.
Give it a trim.
Yeah, it depends on the extent of the devastation of hair involved.
Okay,
I guess.
And it just looks cleaner. Like, I've got tattoos on my calves, so when I'm wearing shorts, it kind of just looks cleaner.
Okay.
Charlie has ladies' legs.
Charlie does.
Sorry?
The ladies' legs. If he stands up and you see him from behind, it actually looks great.
I'm not that hairy.
We've got fit legs.
He's got fit legs.
They're all right.
Hey, but what about your feet? Have you got fit feet?
Oh, right,
come on,
feet.
Get it going.
Wait, is Charlie's feet not the hairiest part of him?
Yeah.
I haven't got hairy feet. They call me Hobbit feet.
He's got Hobbit feet.
Well, yeah, this is a fascinating insight into...
It really is.
We like to have fun.
All started off by Wilkinson, who, of course, shaves his nipples. Like, you must have some other secrets about people that we all know. Ella Henderson, for example, size 12 feet.
Size
what?
12?
12?
Yeah. Yeah, when she goes down to the river,
kids.
She's clomping away in size 12.
But her course...
Like a basketball player.
I know.
12 as in...
She'd be all right as a scuba diver.
Hang on a second. Wait. I think I've just... No, we do this game called Real or No Real, and we have facts about pop stars on it all the time, and some of them are real and some of them are not, and I think that one might not be real.
Oh, no. I was going to say.
So excited.
Just starting up these rumours.
The Wilkinson one is true. And she's got a massive mouth as well, doesn't she?
That's real.
She's got a massive mouth.
She really has. She put, like, her party trick, Ella Henderson, is to put her whole fist in her mouth.
Really?
My mouth!
Yeah, let's play Milky Chance. And George Ezra and ex-ambassadors Rixton are with us, co-hosting the Radio 1. They're at the Teen Awards on Sunday.
Yeah.
Co-hosting the show are Rixton. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hi, pal. All right, fella.
All right, mate.
What's up?
What's my least favourite one? Fella's quite bad.
Hun.
Your chief.
All right, Hun.
Yeah. Oh, Hun is
chief.
Terrible.
Chief is really bad.
Chief.
All right, cheers, chief. Or sometimes, yeah, cheers, big man.
I say that all the time.
Sorry,
we're going to be friends. Blimmin'
hell. Right, coming up, we have got loads more amazing Friday music for you. Ariana Grande, who's going to be there on Sunday. Problem. You probably know her, right?
Yeah.
We're going on tour with her, actually.
Oh, yeah, next year.
Yeah, next year, yeah. Honeymoon tour.
That wasn't a plug,
just laughing.
By the way.
People looked at me as like, oh, I had to get that one in, didn't
yeah. And also, Bullet Watermat, which is a massive tune that everyone would have been raving to over the summer, coming up. I was going to ask you, is there anything that's made you more nervous in your career so far than today being chucked in at the deep end and having to interview Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That's a really huge thing for us. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But you're glad to be part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Of course.
Honour. Huge honour.
Charlie was like, I can't believe it actually happened, man.
Can't.
It's one of those things that you do at the time and it happens and it's cool and everything, but it's weird then when you look back on
it.
It did happen. Just a few hours ago. If you have missed the chat, it's going to be on the Radio 1 YouTube channel and on our podcast tonight as well. Along with all the other stuff that Rixton have got up to today. We even all laughed politely when he used a really big word that no one knew about.
That's very synchronistic.
And also, when he gave you a little tip about getting a stadium named after you.
Probably saying this at one point, he said, this is a really nice kind of stadium we just played. I think it should be named after us.
Yeah. And I hope you're going to clip this for your dad.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing words were said about Shane Ritchie.
Do you like his work? Are you...
He's easily one of the greats.
Thank you.
There you go, Dad. That's for you.
What a legend.
It's going to be up on the Radio 1 SoundCloud, not YouTube.
Sorry, Radio 1 SoundCloud. Okay, cool.
Are you excited for tomorrow, Mills?
What's
Strictly
tomorrow?
Come Dancing.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
I mean, it's Friday. So what's great, lads, is we're potentially one day from another crab moment.
It's not another crab moment.
Are you familiar with Scott's work last week?
Oh, we are. Wow.
We have seen it.
There he goes.
We are looking
there. There he is.
That's a great crab.
So far on Strictly Come Dancing, I have Cha 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 to Rock DJ by Robbie Williams. I have Tango to Spice Girls, Stop.
Nice.
Last week I was a flipping crab because of Under the Sea. And this week, yeah, I'm doing an American smooth. Anyone know what that is?
No.
Can you show us?
Nimina.
No. Not on radio, anyway.
But unbelievably, you've lasted this long.
What do you mean, unbelievably?
Well, no, I just mean, I think round about this time, support must start to wane slightly.
Well, like, thanks for that.
At the start, it's very exciting. Everyone votes Mills. But now you're up against tough competition. You really, really need the votes, right?
I'm up against Frankie from the Saturdays. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's not easy.
But you have our support.
But
you have
100%.
But I will be texting you tomorrow to remind you to tell people to vote.
Hey, here's the thing.
Hey, what?
So you can do Strictly if you've danced before. Is that the case?
I don't know what you mean.
No? Okay, all right. No, that's fine.
Oh, well, you mean, what? Let's say a pop star that may have danced in the past.
There we go.
No, because it's a completely different type of dancing, Jake.
Oh, okay.
They should be handicapped one way or another, you know, like at the horses.
Sorry? I can't
extra
possibly...
weight or something.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
I can't possibly comment on this.
Anyway, you know, I've been your number one supporter so far. Yeah. Every week I've made a massive effort to help you out.
You really have, actually, thank you.
Well, this week's been no exception, except I've taken it up a notch this week.
Right.
So I've got this video for you. It's going to be... In fact, it's on right now on the Radio 1 Facebook and the Radio 1 Twitter. And I think this was a really good move of mine. Do you want to have a look at it?
Okay, so you can watch this on Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook now. Where have you been?
Okay, so I've worked out... You know the BBC weather that's here in this building?
Yes.
You know they do it in front of a green screen?
Yeah, because the map actually isn't behind them when they're pointing at that map of the UK.
It's not. So if you walk into their studio, it's an actual green screen. But what I thought I would do is I would hide myself in green. So if I put a kind of cloak over me, a green cloak, it will make me invisible. Right. It's like an invisibility cloak.
And how does that help me on Strictly?
So then I went into the BBC weather studio with a sign saying "Vote Scott" when this guy was doing the weather.
Right.
All dressed in green, so he didn't see me coming. And then I just managed to get the sign out saying "Vote Scott."
Okay, Rixton lads, let's all watch this now, and then we'll have a listen to it on the radio. There he is, going in.
A bright start for many of us.
Going into a live weather broadcast.
But this southwesterly wind is driving quite a few showers in across western areas of England.
You can see the cloak.
Northern Ireland, and into Scotland as well during the night. The best of the dry weather further east. And the temperatures overnight in London.
So now,
you can't see me. I'm invisible.
Over
London, the sign.
Well, no, over the whole of the UK now, you can see Chris's little face poking out and a sign that says "Vote Scott."
Starts the most of the showers will be in eastern parts of the country.
He's carrying on though.
The dry and bright weather
so crafty
across England and Wales. And Northern Ireland and Scotland should be largely dry as well.
I like it you keep trying to get the "Vote Scott" little piece of paper out as well.
But that's all the weather.
That's brilliant.
So the video's on the Radio 1 Facebook, the Radio 1 Twitter right now. Just doing my bit.
Yeah, that's really nice, actually. Thank you. So because you were wearing green, you can't really see you.
Exactly.
And occasionally your little face pops out, looking a bit crafty, as you said. Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter right now. Here's your friend Ariana Grande. Rixton are unbelievably still here.
Hello.
Hello.
2 hours and 40 minutes into the show. They're a bit bored, but it's been great having you here today.
Mate,
we're having a great time.
We're not bored.
Did I just hear one of you say that you're busting for a wee?
Yeah, that's me.
You can go.
You're allowed to go anytime.
Am I?
We're not here.
I wanted to go about 2 hours ago.
Oh, mate, like, someone would have taken you to the loo.
Oh, I didn't know that,
did I? Chaperoned.
Well, someone chaperone Charlie to the loo, please. Right, coming next, we've got a bit of Real or No Real. Some of the facts will be about you. I think we've played this with you before.
Really? Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
we are.
It's a good game. It's a good game. But
good
first...
Fun. Good game.
Good game. First, we've got Nick Jonas, formerly of the Jonas Brothers... And brother of that one that's in that brilliant TV show, Married to Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my faves. What's your absolute favourite trash TV? And if you've got a day off and you like want to watch something that's just a bit... like, you don't have to use your brain.
The Kardashians.
It's good, though, isn't it? You love that.
It's great.
It is great. And, like, Chris, did you not watch it with your girlfriend the other day and you found yourself being... Or did you watch it of your own accord?
I ended up watching it on holiday.
On holiday, that's it. Because that's the kind of thing that's allowed to be watched on holiday. Yeah. Like, I watched Judge Judy on holiday. Wouldn't watch it here.
Is that real, by the way?
Judge Judy?
Yeah.
Have you seen Judge Rinder?
No.
Oh, my God.
You'll love Judge Rinder.
He's our new favourite TV judge. He's English.
Oh, amazing.
But he's kind of like Judge Judy, only camper. Nice. Yes, you watched it and you quite enjoyed it.
I watched it when... I don't want to say I enjoyed it, but I ended up watching two or three episodes of it.
You also need to get into...
The Omnibus.
Millionaire Matchmaker's good.
Oh, that is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But don't ever series link it, because they've done too many episodes, so it'll fill up like 98% of your hard drive. It's like... Just Millionaire Matchmaker.
Confession, I watched every single episode of the Saturdays one. You know, like the fly on the wall.
Chasing the Saturdays.
That was fantastic.
Wasn't it good? The Wanted's one?
The Wanted Life.
Was good.
Yeah.
You should do one.
It would be... It'll just be full of partying and just so many crazy
things. The Wanted's one.
Yeah. No, ours would be so boring. We're so boring, man. Like we come off stage, we don't go and party. Like, we're just
so boring.
We're just chilled.
No, man. But what would happen is they would hire you a massive house in the Hollywood Hills,
and then we'd have to party.
Exactly, and then fun would begin.
And it would literally be like, shh, Charlie's in bed at 11 o'clock.
Oh, come on,
Charlie's shaving his legs.
10 o'clock.
He needs to go to the loo again.
Yeah.
My other favourite at the moment is new Hip Hop Wives. Seen that?
I've not seen this one. I don't know what you find in shows.
Yeah, I think it's on in America, not here.
Oh, yeah. You mean then, Wives, what is it? Something.
There's Hip Hop Wives.
Atlanta.
There's Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. And there's, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah.
Let's be honest. The
Louis
Osbournes.
Definitely seen these.
The Osbournes was
I've
the
seen
best.
All of them, I'm going to be honest.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
The Osbournes was the original and the best.
Yeah.
The
100%.
Anyway, back to Nick Jonas. If you listen to Alice Levine tomorrow, she's got some very exciting news about Nick Jonas. Listen to Alice tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. You thought I was going to tell you then, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, sorry. Alice Levine's got all the news. It's such a kind of groundswell of love for you lads today.
Really?
Oh, thank you.
On Twitter and Facebook, so many people saying, can you have Rixton on every week? To be honest, no, they're a bit busy.
There's a large amount of people saying that you guys should replace me, which is a possibility if you're available.
I don't think we'd quite live up to the comedy counterpart that you are.
Wow.
Really?
Comedy partner?
Yeah.
This show is making my day. It's so funny. I love Rixton, says Sammy.
Thanks,
please
Sammy.
Tell me bits will be on the podcast I was at school. All of it's going to be on the podcast, Elisa. Don't worry about it. So if you've just got in from school or college and you missed some of Rixon on the show today, they've been on since one, but you'll be able to get it in a handy podcast form on the Scott Mills Daily. Get it free from the Radio 1 website just after the show tonight. Vernon Kay's also locked into the show today.
Is he?
Yeah, he's loving you guys.
Oh, tell him hey.
Well, you can do it.
Oh, I just
Vernon
Kay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
So Vernon Kay or Family
I've
Fortunes.
Met Vernon Kay.
Have I?
I was on Family Fortunes when I was like...
You did really well.
When I won a PlayStation.
Well, how long
really?
Ago?
What are you two laughing at?
Have you not seen it? You must have seen it.
What's happened?
I've seen it. I've seen it. I think it's because I just did a really bad impression.
Oh, what did you do?
What was that impression?
Selective version.
Again. Oh, right.
Sorry.
God. Sorry, Vernon.
Hi, Vernon.
Sorry, Vernon.
I was on Family Fortunes. He won't remember. And what's next?
Hello, I'm Jake. Next is Real or No Real.
Oh, amazing.
Now, this is good. Now, you've played this game with us before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's Chris versus Rixton.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take a group decision from you guys rather than individually.
Okay.
So you've got to come to a decision together on what you think, whether it's real or no real. We start off with a fact about the Teen Awards, actually, that you are playing at the weekend.
Some Radio 1 staff predicted that Taylor Swift would start going out with Harry Styles after seeing him smiling at her backstage at the 2012 Teen Awards.
That is how it starts at these kind of things.
Mm.
And all you pop stars and rock stars and everything meet each other at these kind of awards events, right?
Various events, but one minute you're smiling at each other backstage, the next minute, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Cheeky giggles.
So, is it true? Was flirting going on backstage at the Teen Awards?
Lads?
I don't know, I reckon.
You don't know, do you?
I reckon it could be true.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a suave gentleman. And
Harry Styles is the coolest guy on this planet.
The coolest.
Can I just say he is probably the coolest.
Do you really believe that?
I do.
1,000%.
He is just... You know when someone just walks into a room and you just go, that kid's got it?
He has. He literally does walk into a room and everyone just stops again. And it's not just because he's famous. He just has an aura about him.
And he's just so cool.
Is that his smell? Because I imagine he smells
no,
rich.
He does smell rich. But he just has a thing a bit like... It's not the same. But do you remember the first time you met David Hasselhoff?
Why are you saying this?
Because it's an aura.
Styles
it's a thing.
Hasselhoff.
Not the same. Not the same aura. But it's definitely a thing of like...
Same.
What about Robert Downey Jr.?
Actually, yeah, he has that as well.
He's got it as well.
Definitely
he's got a really
it.
Cool name as well, Harry Styles.
I know.
It's annoying, isn't it?
It's almost like he was born
he's
to be a pop star.
He's perfect, isn't he?
Yeah.
I just realised.
Wow. Like, Louis just realised on National Radio 1 that Harry Styles is actually perfect.
So what are you lads saying, real or no real?
I'm saying no real.
I would go with real.
I think real.
Yeah, real.
Oh, I meant real. Real. Not real, sorry.
Okay. I'm going real.
You're going real as well?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you...
That one is real.
Yeah, yes. It's true. There was some massive flirting going on backstage. I saw it all with my own eyes, I did.
What was he like at flirting? Was he good?
Yeah, of course he was.
Kids got a game.
Yeah. And then they were photographed together in the press a few weeks later. And all the stories that go with that.
Explain themselves.
Nice, there we go.
And next. Now, Louis needs to step back for this one.
Okay.
Now, this next fact came in from someone called Finn on Twitter, but is it real or no real?
Louis from Rixton gave up becoming an Olympic gymnast to concentrate on the band.
But then you guys are all going to know this, surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
It's one of her favourites.
Thanks, mate.
I love it.
Classic.
I don't know. You were a gymnast. I don't know. You don't strike me as a gymnast.
Oh, that's nice.
What are you trying to say?
No, nothing. No, just because of your... Not attitude, that's the wrong word. You're just quite...
It's probably the right word, actually, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, whilst we're talking about auras and that, Louis he's quite cool, he's quite chilled, and he's just... I don't know, I wouldn't expect you a gymnast.
Just because he didn't jette into the room.
Maybe I'm getting his
jette is a dance
evil.
Move, isn't
I know,
it?
I was going to say, not
to be confused with a chasse.
There we go.
I'm going to say no real.
Okay, the rest of you are going to say?
Real.
It's real, yeah.
Oh, no
real.
Way.
And Louis, you have to tell us whether it's real or not.
Okay, I didn't exactly give up gymnastics. Oh, yeah, I'm miles away from my mic.
Come back.
Yeah, I didn't actually give it up to be in a band, but I gave up gymnastics like years ago, yeah.
Okay.
When I was like 13.
Wow. But you were doing quite well at it before that.
Predicted to be in the 2012 Olympics.
There you go. Whoa.
What happened?
Well, then you wouldn't have been with this crowd. You wouldn't have been here today,
music
probably. Music one. And and next, on Real or No Real, is this true or not?
George Foreman, off of Grills, named all five of his sons George Foreman.
I so hope that's true.
No, I didn't realise that George Foreman was actually a... quite a prolific boxer.
Yes.
What
do you think, Josh Grills?
Yeah, I did.
Do you think when it get, like his lovely wife gave birth to his child, he held the child and went, "I'm so proud of it. I'll put my name on it." Do you think that's
possibly?
Do you think? No, that's his catchphrase, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I'm so proud of
in
it.
In the
I'll
90s.
Put my name on it. I'm so proud of him. I'll give him my name.
It's a good way to ensure the George Foreman legacy goes on.
It is.
I'd forgotten he said that.
Yeah.
Did George off the grills and
put his name
on
it?
George off the grills.
Did he put his name on it?
Did he put his name on it five times?
I am going to say not real. What do you think?
I'm going to say real. I think it's the type of thing that it'd do.
No real.
Okay.
So I'm going to say real.
All right, we'll go with real.
That one is real.
Yeah, it's true.
No.
Wow.
Real.
Yeah, they all have nicknames to tell them apart. So you've got George Jr.,
good.
Then you've got Monk, Big Wheel, Red, and Little Joey.
Wow. But they're all George Foremans.
But they're all called. They're all George Foremans.
That's my fact of the day. That's amazing.
So it's a good one for the pub, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that.
And finally, on this round of Real or No Real, Jake, you have to sit back for this one because it's about you.
At the age of five, Jake from Rixton appeared on a national TV show on ITV and, when asked to say something by the presenter, said, "My dad's funnier than your dad."
To be fair, you've blatantly said that a few times.
I'm going to say real just because that sounds like something Jake would say. as a child.
Erin,
what do you guys think?
Erin's been on from Scotland saying, Rickston are like those boys at school that everyone wants in their class because they're so much fun.
Oh, sorry, just playing a game real quick, and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Sorry, Erin. Okay, so is... I mean, I would know what answer what I would give.
You got to go real for this. Surely you've said that.
It's true.
I'm going real.
Yeah?
I can't say anything.
I know the answer, so I can't say anything.
I do, yeah, I know.
All right, but it was real, and it was Michael Barrymore's My Type of People in 1996.
Well, quickly, though,
yes,
it was My Dad's Funnier Than You, not Your Dad.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's what I said. And you know, can I tell you the story?
More blunt, then.
My dad told me to say it, and he'd buy me a quad bike.
No, he did not.
And I said it, and I got a quad bike.
Oh, my God, incredible scenes. Listen to this.
You're Jake, aren't you?
My dad's funnier than you.
Yes!
You even got the sound back.
Listen, the crowd are going mad.
Oh, Jake, what have I done? Oh, who's your dad, then?
Shane Ritchie.
Yes, amazing. Pull that one out of the bag.
That's great.
Shane Ritchie, actually. That's incredible. So that round of Real or No Real, we have...
Rickster got 40, I got 30.
Yes.
Nice. Tell you what, lads, it's been brilliant having you on today. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a huge honour, man. Thank you so much.
It's been really, really fun. I know that 3 hours on the radio can be a long time if you've just sat there and not even playing the songs, but you've done the travel, you've interviewed Robert Downey Jr., you've done some shout-outs, we've had some good chats, it's been a lot of fun. And we haven't even played the Christmas song yet. Okay, so... Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Are we doing this then? So you guys are launching Christmas?
Yeah. Are we?
Are we launching Christmas? Well, right, it seems to be what's happening, yeah.
First Christmas song is on Radio 1.
Oh,
this is
massive.
Goodness.
Let's have a moment. Is
it? Take it away,
so
Jake.
Merry Christmas, love.
Merry Christmas.
Sounds great in the office.
Doesn't it sound good?
I just had a little wander through just to see what the vibe was. Unpopular choice, but not with me.
No, it's... What, in the office?
Yeah, they were sort of... I imagine it was mirrored all over the country, really, that sort of conversation of, oh, well, the Christmas lights are already up where I'm living.
Yeah, but, like, loads of people are working in shops and, like, all the Christmas stuff's out already, yeah. So I don't think it's too early.
It's
20 degrees outside, so what?
Yeah,
what it's like to have Christmas in Africa or Los Angeles or somewhere.
I was going to say Australia, Christmas Day.
Or Australia. Yeah. There's one of two very strong reactions happening right now.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe some of the names I'm being called.
And Rickson are on board with it, aren't they?
I don't know.
No, we're just calling him the names.
Yeah. Like, they're kind of... I don't know whether they are or not. They're too polite to say.
Scrooge. Humbug.
One of my friends is like, I've had to turn the radio off. And I do this every year. I always play it first. They're like, no, not before 1st of December. It's Christmas law. What law? Who made that law?
Christmas law. This is late for you, if anything.
I've played them in August before. Think yourself lucky.
You know the real... Chris Rickston, you know the real reason Scott plays it first is so that there's... an excuse to get on the sherry early.
True, yeah. That's true. Like, that.
Nice snowball.
Nice to see
like your gran. Thank you, Rickston, for doing the show with us today. We're back Monday at 1, but before that, on Sunday's Teen Awards. Listen and watch from 2 p.m. this Sunday on the Radio 1 website.